Straight Talk from Israel.
You're listening to Israel News Talk Radio.
Silencing and burying the truth is a crime. The global cancel culture movement. That's what we're going to be talking on the show today about, and it's going to be with none other than Laura Loomer. You must have heard her name before. She ran for Congress. She was from Florida, and she has a lot to say because she herself has been silenced. And many other people as well today are being silenced, including the President of the United States. The most powerful man in the world has been silenced. Perhaps he's not the most powerful man in the world. Perhaps it's Jack Dorsey. Perhaps it's Mark Zuckerberg. Well, I guess they're thinking if you can't beat him, silence them. And will they silence us? Already, a podcast that was put up on YouTube has been banned, and a strike against us. If we put two more up that YouTube doesn't like, we can lose our channel. Now more than ever, we need your support here at Israel News Talk Radio. We don't know how long we will be able to reach you on online, on our Facebook page, on our other pages as well. Do you know that even our news, which is accurate, not always politically correct, because we are accurate in our news reporting, our newscast that you hear on the hour, every hour here at Israel News Talk Radio, is sent around the world. Different stations and programs carry our news. It's carried in different states in the United States, in Canada, in Australia, even in New Guinea, of all places. They want to hear accurate news from Israel. We need your support to continue to do this. We give our news out for free. If you have a radio station or a podcast that you want to host our news, let us know. Write me, Tamar, or info@israelnewstalkradio.com. We'll be right back.
How did a nice Jewish girl from Delaware end up living in Israel? Shalom, I'm Natalie Sapinski. Join me on my show, Returning Home. Meet different people who have moved to Israel. Hear their personal stories, their highs, their lows, and everything in between. Each week, we talk to experts on immigration and the process of moving to Israel. Listen to Returning Home every Thursday, only on Israel News Talk Radio.
She was banned from the social media long before the U.S. President Donald Trump was. She knows well about the global cancel culture movement and how you are silenced if you are not towing the right line, the right message. And our guest is Laura Loomer. And for those of you who do not know who she is, why not? She's all over the news. She's an American political activist and internet personality. She was a reporter for the Rebel Media in Canada and ran as the Republican congressional candidate in Florida. She has the endorsements of veteran political consultant and former advisor to President Donald Trump, Roger Stone, and Republican Matt Gaetz, but she did not win. She'll tell you why she thinks that she did not win, but she is outspoken, fearless, and has what we Israelis like to call chutzpah or chutzpah. She is what the world needs today. She is outspoken and fearless in exposing the truth, and we need to hear voices like hers. Welcome to the show, Laura Loomer.
Thanks so much for having me on, Tamar.
All right, so let's talk about what the left and the Democratic Party want to silence and censor. And one of those things they've already done, and that was you some months ago. Tell us about all of what we're seeing today with the silencing of people.
Right, so this is how they exercise total control. And we saw in 2015 and 2016 when President Donald Trump was then candidate Trump, he really took the internet and social media by storm, because it was the first time really that a presidential candidate or a United States presidential election had been so involved with Twitter and Facebook, right? Instead of talking to the press, he talked to people directly on social media and utilized conservative podcasts and a lot of very, you know, popular conservative online news networks like InfoWars, as one example, to get his message across to the American people. And as a result, right, the left thought that their control, right, with the globalist media was still going to be greater than social media. And then they got, you know, a massive rude awakening on election night when Donald Trump beat Hillary Clinton, completely destroying their plan. And so really, ever since 2016, there's been this crackdown and this realization by the Democrat Party and big tech that they can never allow for what Google employees themselves called another Trump situation to happen again. And so there's been this alliance between big tech and the Democrat Party since 2016 to cancel, right? This is what we're seeing, cancel culture, and to completely silence and deplatform all of President Trump's supporters. And I was really the canary in the coal mine for this, being the most banned woman in the world. I'm literally banned on, you know, every single social media site. And I was banned for my exposés into Ilhan Omar, blowing the whistle on her anti-Semitism and her ties to terrorist organizations and the fact that she married her brother. But of course, there's many other very well-known deplatformed and canceled people like Alex Jones. There's Gavin McGinnis, Tommy Robinson, you know, Milo Yiannopoulos. There's very, you know, famous accounts of people this has happened to. But unfortunately, the Republican Party here in the United States decided to distance themselves from these so-called controversial figures, right? Myself included. And they never thought that they themselves were going to be censored. But now the president of the United States has effectively been deplatformed, as I warned would happen. And I believe I said this on your show last time I was on several months ago when you asked me my prediction for how bad it would get.
Okay. And what's that saying? First they came for, you know, someone and I didn't do anything. And then finally they came for me and there was nobody to stick up for me. Right. And so that's what we're seeing today. But it's, you know, it's not just censorship, but we're also seeing a rewriting of history. They're erasing history. In fact, I understand that Facebook and perhaps other social media platforms are now expunging anything that was posted that has to do with voter fraud that Trump was claiming.
Yeah, everything related to the Stop the Steal, you know, protests or anything just with the phrase Stop the Steal in general is going to be purged from Facebook. And so you're right. It is a total, you know, erasure of history. And they're trying to act like President Trump. They're literally trying to delete his legacy, right? Because they think, okay, well, if we delete all documentation of his Twitter account, if we delete all of his supporters, well, when the new history books are written, no one's going to know who Donald Trump is. And that's what they're trying to do. You know, it's pretty alarming that the leader of the free world, it completely undermines the global image of America, right? Because this is a country that is seen as like a beacon of hope and democracy for people all around the world. And, you know, what we have that makes us great that others don't have is freedom of speech, or at least we once did. And if you can silence the president of the United States, then you're signaling to the world that the president of the United States is not the most powerful man in the world. Big tech controls election winners and losers. Big tech is more powerful than the United States. And big tech is essentially its own, you know, functioning government. You know, who's going to be next? This is a problem in Israel, too. I'm friends with Yair Netanyahu. And I know that, you know, during elections in Israel, the Netanyahu family was also silenced by Facebook and Twitter over, you know, ridiculous accusations of hate speech or whatever else Facebook wants to call anything that goes against the leftist agenda.
Now, something else concerning that should concern us is that even when people who have conservative views want to post on Twitter, let's say, and then they say, okay, you know what? We're getting silenced on Twitter, so we're going to go to Parler. But then when they went to Parler, they silenced Parler. So you can't post anywhere if you're a conservative. Right. So what do you have to say about that?
Right. Yeah, perhaps Rosa Parks, right? Rosa Parks maybe should have just created her own bus company. I mean, this is where we're headed, right? That's the mentality, is that conservatives can just go create their own apps. That's what they say. Oh, these companies are not the free market conservatives will say, oh, these companies are not entitled to give you a voice. Go create your own platform. And you're right. Some people did. John Matz of Parler, the CEO, and then Andrew Torba, the head of Gab. They created their own social media sites, free speech sites. But you're right. Google and Amazon have since deplatformed them. So along with this idea of free speech, the idea of the free market or competitive marketplace driven by the consumer is also a myth, because you can't have a free market if when you create something, you know, you have these big tech monopolies that are just killing all chances of competition.
So what is one to do? Because I remember seeing a brief statement, I don't remember where it was, but saying something that Trump was going to perhaps look into making his own app and social network. But then again, if the carriers are not going to carry it, it doesn't make a difference. And I also understand from watching Fox News that they're under attack, and that they are calling cable companies not to even carry Fox News in order to silence them.
Well, you're right in that, you know, people will say, oh, President Trump's going to create his own network. But how do you create your own network when, you know, there's four billionaires who control everything technologically in this country? You have Twitter CEO Jack Dorsey. You have Facebook's Mark Zuckerberg, Google Sundar Pichai. And you have, five, I guess. You have Tim Cook over at Apple and Jeff Bezos at Amazon. And they're all Democrats. They're all Democrats, and they all hate Trump, and they're all committed to completely eradicating hate from the internet. And hate, according to them, is anything that is conservative. So it's a very dire situation. But look, I hate to say it, but Republicans are largely to blame for this. They didn't take the issue seriously. They never thought it would happen to them. I ran for Congress. I was the congressional nominee here in District 21, which is actually President Trump's home district. He voted for me. He endorsed me. And that was the whole, conception behind my campaign, is running for Congress to address big tech censorship, right? So that what happened to me doesn't happen to other people. But they wouldn't even issue a statement in support of my campaign, despite the fact that Trump was backing me, and I was the only federal candidate in the country denied access to social media. And it doesn't just end with social media. Comcast also blocked my ability to send emails and text messages to constituents, because they have a monopoly here on ISPs here in the district. So don't just think it ends with Facebook and Twitter, right? My banking had been shut down. PayPal's banned me. They banned Trump. It's going to start with the banks. And essentially, conservatives are the new Jews. You know,
Laura, hang on one moment, because we're going to a break in about 60 seconds, but we quickly have a caller. Hi, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling for? And what's your comment?
This is Thomas calling from the United States. And I just want to say that our only recourse in all this is to quit supporting the big companies that are supporting the liberal Democrats. If I'm not mistaken, your guest Laura here had some problems with Capital One shutting down her resources last year. Discover Card, all the big banks. We've got to quit, man. You know, Starbucks. We've got to quit supporting all the big companies and as best we can.
Well, you know what? Maybe it'll make a dent because I understand that WhatsApp was going to have a new agreement that everyone had to sign that their privacy was going to be shared with Facebook and people were rebelling and going to other places like Telegram and Signal. And all of a sudden we see a backtracking of WhatsApp. However, I'm not sure exactly how much they backed up. Maybe just postponed it a bit. But we'll be back after the break. We're going to be talking more about this and a lot more important things, too. We'll be right back.
Shalom, everybody. Making a difference often takes just one moment and one person at a time. I am Orly Benny Davis, your show host on Israel News Talk Radios from Jerusalem with love. You'll be hearing people talking about politics, religion, social issues, and making a better tomorrow. Join me, Orly Benny Davis, for God and Country from Jerusalem with love.
Wednesdays on Israel News Talk Radio.
All right, we're back here at the Tamar Yonah Show on IsraelNewsTalkRadio.com. And our guest is Laura Loomer. She's an activist, and we need people like her, fearless people like her. And they're trying to silence her, and they've pretty much done a job on Laura. Not only have they silenced her, but they closed accounts of hers. And we understand, even with the President of the United States, possibly emails as well. What's going to happen if they just widen the net and start silencing you and I or anybody who has not even just a conservative, but anyone who has a different opinion of what the popular or politically correct opinion is? And Laura, in the last segment, we were talking about how they silenced you. Now, you're on Telegram right now, I know for sure. But again, just like they got Parler out of the game, they might start looking to chop off the head of Signal and Telegram or any type of competitors.
And they are. Yeah, they are definitely because, you know, they don't want conservatives to have any recourse whatsoever because they know that they control big tech. And so now there's already calls by, you know, AOC and other people in Congress and the Dems and the House and the Senate are trying to draft legislation to classify. Can you really believe this? To classify MAGA rallies as terrorist events. So they want everybody who's attended a MAGA rally to be classified as a domestic terrorist. And there's already calls to ban Telegram. There's calls to ban a lot of these different messenger apps because all they're doing is falsely accusing people of being, domestic terrorists. And, you know, they're going to utilize the logic that, oh, well, there was a lot of violence on Parler ahead of the Capitol protest, and people on Parler were posting violent things. So are we going to remove Facebook and Twitter from the App Store because, you know, the Christchurch mosque shooting that was live streamed on Facebook in New Zealand took place on Facebook? Right. The Saudi Arabian terrorist who just shot up the Pensacola Air Base in Florida, put his motive on Twitter. Are we going to really shut down and remove these apps also from the App Store? More people died. Right. I mean, it's just a complete ideological hit job, and it's a witch hunt against conservatives and an effort to silence them so that nobody is held accountable in Joe Biden or Kamala Harris's America.
And we cannot even communicate with each other. Let's go to a caller. We have hi, caller. What's your name and where are you calling from?
My name is Seth, and I'm calling from Michigan.
Hi, Seth. What's your comment or question?
I'm sorry?
What's your comment or question?
Okay, well, my comment is I don't think that social media is doing this alone, and I don't think it's just social media, China, George Soros, and all of these companies doing it, helping the Democrat Party together. I think there is like a one main force running it all. What I came up with my research has been the Vatican of the Catholic Church. Pope Francis has, in the past 4 or 5 years, have hosted Mark Zuckerberg. Jack Dorsey is Catholic. His uncle's a Catholic priest. George Soros has had ties to Pope Francis. And right now, look at the China deal, which Pope Francis has signed with the CCP secretly, and he re-upped it back in September or October of 2020.
Seth, in one sentence, because I don't know a lot about this, and this is going into conspiracy theory, but in one sentence, why do you think the Vatican is involved in this?
Well, I mean, look at their history. They want world domination. I mean, the word Catholic literally means universal. It was founded by the Roman Empire to control the world. Look at Constantine. He's the first guy to call a council within the church to do anything, and he was the Roman emperor.
Okay.
And that's like where a lot of Catholic doctrine started from.
Okay, well, your comment is out there. I don't know enough about it. I don't want to comment on it. I think it's going a little bit into an area where it's not something I want to do, at least on this show with Laura, but I thank you for your comment,
well,
Laura.
Well, you know, who knows who the head of it is, but he's correct in the sense that, just a few days ago, the Pope did issue a statement on the Capitol protests. And you have to ask yourself, why is the Pope? But I think that there's a lot of globalist tentacles involved in this. You know, clearly, you know, you have the Pope issuing statements, but there's also a lot of Islamic jihadist elements to it, too, with the big tech companies. I mean, that's how they shut me down. So there's a lot of foreign interference working with big tech. I wouldn't say it's just one entity, but yes, the Pope has chimed in. Yes, Islamic dictators are, you know, calling shots with executives, as was seen in the case of my ban. Yes, the Chinese are heavily involved with big tech, and a lot of our data is compromised because of the relationships that big tech has with the Chinese. But this is a whole global network. It's why, you know, it's the absurdity in that. And I know the Israeli politicians and the Israeli media has focused on this case study in particular. Right. You ban President Trump, but you allow for, Iranian dictators to chant death to Israel, death to America on Twitter.
Right.
Right. I mean, how is he allowed to say that Zionists are scum of the earth and need to be eradicated? And that's not.
Because
or violent, but
because
President
some
Trump
animals are more equal than other animals.
Right. It's say. You know, it's a double standard. But I don't know too much, the last caller in the sense that he's right to have concerns about different globalist figures. And we all know the Pope is a communist. I mean, you know, he's expressed a lot of support for this progressive leftist agenda.
Seth,
I've never seen another Pope.
Seth, I see you're still there. One last word, and then we have to go.
Okay, yes. There's this article from Forbes where Pope Francis is starting up a thing to basically redefine, what, I believe it's to redefine what capitalism is, and it involves companies, like 5 or 10 companies that are worth $10.5 trillion. There's a document from 2001 from the Pontifical Academy in Rome that actually talks about what you would need to be able to have globalism. And plus, in the Catechism of the Catholic Church, is it talks about how to silence people on mass media.
Okay, so you know what, Seth? I'm going to be doing a show tomorrow with Professor Francisco Gil White. Why don't you call in? Because that's more of a topic for tomorrow. He can answer that question much better than I think that we can here on this show. Thank you for your call. So, Laura, I want to say here also that something that is very worrisome is that although they're trying to destroy Donald Trump and his holdings, his businesses, everything, I mean, they're just going for the jugular. Like a vampire. It's not just Trump, because they know that Trump started a movement, and Trump is just the leader of the movement. After they would destroy Trump, if they can, they're going to go, and they already are, but they're going to intensify their focus on the movement, on people who are conservatives, who are patriots. And where do you think that's going to take things?
Well, it's already happening, and people are being targeted. There's reports of people being fired and already banned on social media. And so now people need to prepare. If you are a conservative and you use PayPal or Venmo, take your money out, you know, because these companies, they shut your accounts down and they take your money and they don't give it back for, you know, up to 180 days. People need to start preparing for the worst, because history is repeating itself. And I know this is going to sound controversial, but, you know, concentration camps are coming next. And people will say, oh, come on, that's so crazy. Look, the Holocaust was only about 70 years ago. And in Germany now, they're talking about putting people in detention centers for violating COVID rules in New York City, of all places. Cuomo and de Blasio are working with FEMA to also create these types of detention camps. And they're drafting legislation in New York right now that they're trying to pass to literally detain people who they deem to be a public health risk and put them in these detention camps, which, you know, are probably ultimately going to turn into concentration camps. So who is a public health risk? Well, how do you put conservatives in detention camps or concentration camps? Anybody who denies wearing a mask, anybody who doesn't want to get a vaccine. And if you look at the narrative online, a lot of those people are mostly conservative or libertarian. And so this is how they're going to do it, by, you know, classifying people as hateful, classifying them as domestic terrorists, and labeling them as public health risks. It's very scary. And for people who thought this could never happen in America, you better open your eyes and realize that history really is repeating itself. I mean, I feel like conservatives really are the new Jews. We're living in 1930s Germany right now.
Yeah, I don't think that people want to believe it. And so they just close it out and say, well, you know, Laura's a conspiracy theorist, or she's dramatic, she's an alarmist. And I can say that I saw online from a government site about these quote unquote camps that they're going to put people in that they feel are a danger to society because of COVID. Yes, that's the excuse that they're using.
It's not alarmism. It's not alarmism. And, you know, people said I was an alarmist when I handcuffed myself to Twitter 3 years ago wearing a yellow star and told people that, you know, they were coming for us like we were Jews in 1930s Germany. But I said that they were going to ban President Trump. If you recall, I confronted Jack Dorsey during the congressional hearing in 2018. And I said, you know, the Democrats are working with big tech to steal and influence the election. And that's why they're censoring and shadow banning conservatives at Twitter and Facebook. So everything I said turned out to be 100% true. I said 3 years ago they were going to ban President Trump on Twitter. And I'm telling you now, concentration camps are next. So start preparing.
All right. And so, you know, you are someone who's got their finger on the pulse of what's happening. And instead of the conservatives and Republicans waiting for the next shoe to drop, waiting for the next hammer blow, there has to be some type of idea of how they're going to react. Do you wait until they close Telegram and they close Signal so people cannot communicate with each other if you're on the wrong side of the political correct movement? I mean, there has to be a plan of action to fight back. You cannot win a war fighting defensively. You have to have an offense. And I'm going to ask you what you think that needs to be. Don't go anywhere, everybody. We're going to be right back.
You're listening to Israel News Talk Radio.
This is Shai Ben-Tekoa, and each week I'll be webcasting to you from Judea, origin of the word Jew, a people besieged and beleaguered in every generation. Nazi Germany's but a memory, but in its place the world invented the phantom Palestinians as this generation's internationally authorized Jew killers. Tune in for a different slant on life in Israel, Phantom Nation, every Monday.
Hi, I'm Rabbi David Aaron. The soul basics are the most profound, the most essential, and yet often the most neglected in our education. Join me for Soul Talk on Israel's News Talk Radio and discover the secrets to love, spiritual growth, and personal power.
We are back here at the Tamar Yonah Show on IsraelNewsTalkRadio.com, and we are talking about the culture the global cancel culture movement, and our guest is Laura Loomer. This affects all of us, not just Americans, but all of us around the world, because we all use the social media. We all use the internet. None of us want to be silenced. All of us want to communicate with each other. And we're being stopped slowly, you know, one hit after another hit after another hit. It's kind of like boiling a crab, as you know, or slowly, slowly until it's too late. The crab is already boiled. And so, Laura, I wanted to talk to you about what we're seeing and happening so quickly happening in the United States today. And that is, I see America now as a one-party system. And I see a communist revolution taking place, and the dumb, dumb Americans don't even know it. Sorry, Americans, well, but really, look at your history.
You know, we are definitely in a total opposition government, and it is a Marxist insurrection. It's funny how they like to say that we're the insurrectionists, but if anybody's planning an insurrection, it's them. And you're right, it's a full-blown communist revolution. And people need to read history, because look, we talk about history repeating itself, and we know about the Holocaust, we know about Never Again. And isn't it interesting how people think it's such a terrible thing to be called a Nazi, right? Because Hitler killed 6 million Jews. But you have people who are loud and proud communists, and they have nothing to say about, you know, the open communist takeover of America. Communism has been responsible for the death of over 100 million people and still counting worldwide. Right. And so if anything, communism is much worse than Nazism. And people should really take this seriously. And I know we were talking about in the last segment about these, you know, detention centers that are popping up in the U.S. now. For people who want to verify the information themselves, they can go look it up. It's called Assembly Bill A416, Assembly Bill A416. And it talks about relating to the removal of cases, contacts, and carriers of communicable diseases or people who are potentially dangerous to the public health. And we see how easy it is for them to classify people as dangerous, because that's what Facebook did to me, right? They labeled me a dangerous individual. And then they said that I was, you know, basically a designated terrorist. And then now when you type my name in online, it says that I'm a dangerous individual and a domestic terrorist, thanks to Facebook. So this is what Americans need to prepare for.
Okay, let's go to a caller. We have Lauren from Georgia calling. Hi there, Lauren. What's your comment or question for Laura Loomer?
Well, I was just hearing her talk about communism compared to Nazism, and I thought it was really fascinating as well, because my ancestors come from Russia, and you can't ask them how they feel about communism, because the town they came from was wiped out by the communists. Hundreds of millions of my ancestors were murdered in the name of communism, and nobody talks about that the same way they talk about Nazism. It's ridiculous.
Yeah, you know, all people need to do is just to look at other countries around the world that are instituting socialism and communism. Look at Vietnam, look at Venezuela, look at Cuba, look at the former Soviet Union. It didn't work. People suffered. The place where you had opportunity and kultuv, all good, was the United States of America, where there was freedom. Laura, go ahead.
No, yeah, she's absolutely correct. And that's the thing, right, is there's a total distortion. And when you look at the word Nazism, right, people will falsely accuse Trump and Trump supporters of being Nazis. But Nazism stands for National Socialism, just like communism, right? National Socialism, that's socialism. That's a leftist ideology. And so whether it's Hitler or, you know, whether it's any of the other, you know, the communist dictators, it's the same leftist ideology that is responsible for the biggest horrors that the world has ever seen. And it's replicating here in America. They can call themselves Democrats. Okay, they can call themselves Democrat socialists. But at the end of the day, they are the fascists. They are the communists. Hmm.
Lauren, thank you for your call. I want to talk about something else I heard in the news. And now that Harvard University, the people there are saying they want to now remove university degrees that were earned by students at Harvard if they're Trump supporters. Of course, you can't do that. But to talk about something like that at one of the Ivy League universities, are we not living in the Twilight Zone?
Look, Ivy League doesn't matter anymore, okay? It's a joke. If I was a billionaire, you couldn't pay me to, you know, pay for it if I had kids. I don't have kids. But if I had kids, I wouldn't even allow them to go to an Ivy League school because it's just a propaganda. Like, you're going to spend, what, $250,000 on your kid to turn into a communist? I mean, it's a joke. It's an absolute joke. You know, I went to college here in Miami, Florida, and I got kicked out of college a month before graduation, even though I was set to be valedictorian. Why? Because I was president of College Republicans and did an expose with Project Veritas. It doesn't matter whether you go to a community college, a state college, a local, you know, liberal arts or Ivy League. They're all trash. They're all trash. And it's better for parents to start sending their kids to vocational schools to learn a skill set that's actually going to benefit them because, you know, learning about gender studies and cultural Marxism and, you know, the color revolution, it's not going to, you know, really do much for your child besides set them up to be a participant in, you know, this future genocide that's brewing.
You know, for someone living outside the bubble, I can see this younger generation, how they are parrots. They just parrot what they hear. They do not know how to think. They do not know how to do critical thinking. They don't know how to think for themselves. And they are they don't know history. And they're not teaching history in school. And they're not doing it purposely. And the first time I was aware of this was when I was helping somebody here in Israel learning to get her social working degree. And it said in the textbook there, which was not an Israeli textbook. They learned from American textbooks in English, that they want to start teaching children how to think of themselves as global citizens and not as citizens of their country. And when I saw that, before I knew about any of this stuff, this was even before the internet was out there, I was horrified. Do you want to comment on that?
Well, you know, that's a way to basically make it socially acceptable to create a political class of dissidents who are nationalist, right? Because if you're a globalist, you're not going to be a nationalist. And that's how they've successfully made nationalism a dirty word, right? You can be a Jewish nationalist, right? You could be a Zionist. You can be a Black nationalist, right? Black Lives Matter loves Black nationalism. But if you live in America, if you're white, or if you're European and you consider yourself to be a nationalist of any kind and you reject globalism, you're somehow a white supremacist. So, you know, that's their goal. They're using these textbooks. And there's many examples like that that are even more horrific. You know, I mean, you have textbooks here in third grade history classes teaching children that Islam is a religion of peace and sending them home with homework assignments, asking them to take the Shahada. Well, that's basically like public school education converting your children to Islam. There's been lawsuits filed about this in the New Jersey public school system.
You know, I know university graduates who are saying today that it's okay to burn books. I don't want to go there. We only have 3 minutes left. I'm going to leave it to you. Where can people follow you? And what do you want to leave us with?
Yeah, well, you're right about that. They are burning books, and as I like to say, we're seeing a digital Shoah. It's a digital Shoah before they can, you know,
Shoah
get their
is
actual
the Holocaust,
physical
a digital Holocaust.
Shoah.
You're saying
yes, but people can follow me on Telegram or Gab and Parler at Laura Loomer. My Telegram channel is Loomered Official, but I have a website too. It's just loomered.com, and that's where you can subscribe to get my updates, and you can support my work. I currently have my lawsuits being petitioned in front of the Supreme Court right now, my antitrust case against Facebook, Google, Twitter, and Apple for their discrimination against conservatives and anti-competitive practices. So be sure to check that out. And
to be proactive, instead of waiting until the axe falls on their neck, what can people do to be proactive?
Well, start accumulating alternative tech, right? Get on Gab, get on Parler, get on Telegram, delete your Facebook, delete your Twitter, delete your Instagram, take your money out of PayPal, and just make sure that you have a plan. Don't leave all your money just in the account. Take out cash and, just start becoming a survivalist. Start getting a prepper mindset because you think that it would be illegal for them to shut down your bank account and freeze your funds, but it happened to me. You know, they are going on a mass targeting purge of all conservatives or people who have supported President Trump. Really, anybody who goes against them. Even and the moderate Democrats are going to be targeted.
And the reason is because they can, because the Democrats have the Oval Office now. They've got the House and they've got the Senate. There's nobody to stop them. The Supreme Court can make a ruling here or there, but there's no teeth. The enforcement of a ruling has to come from, the president, right? And the Congress, et cetera.
Well, and also, too, the Supreme Court, as we've seen, I mean, they've let people down. And I, as somebody who's filed many lawsuits here in this country, we have a lot of judicial corruption. And so I don't necessarily even trust our legal system anymore. I feel like there's no more due process. Our law enforcement agencies like the FBI have been weaponized as a propaganda arm by the Democrat Party against conservatives. And there's just no more justice. There's no justice. So
Laura, we're at the end of the show. They can follow you on Telegram and at your website at loomer.com.
Loomered, yeah, loomered.com, and also when Parler gets back up, at Laura Loomer and Gab, at Laura Loomer.
All correct. Right, so I urge everybody to do that. And thank you so much for being with us, Laura Loomer, and thank you all for listening into the show. You're listening to the Tamar Yonah Show here at IsraelNewsTalkRadio.com. You can write me at Tamar@IsraelNewsTalkRadio.com. I'll send any comments to Laura. Thank you for being with us.
Israel News Talk Radio's chat room. Just click the orange button at the top of the IsraelNewsTalkRadio.home page, log in as yourself or an anonymous guest, and join in on the fun. You'll meet other listeners from all over the world who listen to Israel News Talk Radio, and you can make new friends. Israel News Talk Radio's chat room. It's the closest you can get to being in the studio with us.
We love listening to Israel News Talk Radio.
Where can you get the inside news on Israel? At Israel News Talk Radio, we're dedicated to sharing Israel's inside story with the world by providing our listeners with news on Israeli politics, current affairs, and Israeli Jewish culture. The Israel News Talk Radio homepage also provides you, the listener, with useful information at your fingertips, with scrolling news headlines, weather, currency exchange, Shabbat candlelighting times, and so much more. Our radio programming is always accessible and on demand. We operate absolutely free of charge for everyone, everywhere. If you love what we do, partner with us now by becoming an Israel News Talk Radio supporter. With your support, you'll be inscribed on our Israel News Talk Radio Wall of Fame. There's nothing like us in the world. Be part of something great. Israel News Talk Radio, straight talk from Israel.
If you love Israel News Talk Radio, then you'll love our Facebook page. We keep you up to date on what's happening in Israel, plus little surprise treasures that we don't share on the radio. Go now to follow us on Facebook. Just look for the Israel News Talk Radio Facebook page, and don't forget to subscribe and follow us by clicking on the like button. We post great stuff there that you'll want to share. Israel News Talk Radio on Facebook and Israel News Radio on Twitter.
News, opinion, and more. You're listening to Israel News Talk Radio.